Earth is alive and holds the knowledge you seek, and your consciousness affects what Earth reveals. All people who penetrate and discover the realms of the unknown and the domains of the mystics have unique experiences and interpretations of reality. Humankind is coded, and as you evolve, you follow a pattern. Your blueprint leads you into a concealed library of knowledge within you. The gods who formed Earth planted devices called chronometers that measure the evolution of human consciousness. When enough people awaken and trigger the chronometers, new data is opened on the planet. The mass consciousness is suddenly opened because enough people on the planet are able to follow their blueprints and respond. When you visit ancient sacred sites that you call power places, you experience electromagnetic formulas for higher consciousness. You often pick up what you left there thousands of years ago for you to reclaim. By journeying to these places, your body is exposed to these energies and accesses the blueprint along which you can evolve. The ancients built temples and megalithic structures in particular places to utilize the accumulation of energy in vortices. Each of these sites had a specialty. The Great Stone Circle of Avebury in England was used as a dimensional doorway for various star systems, particularly Sirius, the Pleiades, and Arcturus. The stones were placed in a specific configuration that used light as a key to draw these stellar energies to Earth. Thus, an exchange of information was possible through a human-Earth-stellar link-up. Such sites offered the energy of fertility, and couples would journey to make love at the sites in order to conceive, creating lives energized and characterized by the vortices. Other locations were designed as broadcasting stations, as calendars, or as oracles to read the future and expand reality. When you enter sacred sites and intentionally imagine your chakras as doorways of energy, opening to your personal memories, the sites become activated. Imagination is the most powerful force available to humankind. The ancients had the ability to feel the abundance of energy in these locales. They tapped into and used these enhanced places where lines of energy joined forces and there was a merging and meeting of dimensions and other worlds. If you never get to go to a sacred site and you spend time only in your backyard, you are not going to miss out. The intent to open your memory banks and to activate collective memory, plus your exposure to the frequency of materials and artifacts from others who have been to these places, are all you need to experience your own awakening of the energies. Since the early 1980s, crop circles have become conspicuously abundant in and around the Wilshire and Salisbury Plain areas of Great Britain, where numerous stone megalithic structures remain to this day. Mysterious markings appear, as if by magic, in the grain fields throughout the English countryside. They are synchronistically aligned to the sacred sites of Stonehenge, Avebury, and Silbury Hill, all widely recognized as places of celestial attunement. Part of the purpose of the glyphs is to pave the way for the mass consciousness to grasp what is inconceivable at the present time. You are not alone. The complexities of the markings will become more pronounced as the glyphs accelerate your awareness of other life forms. Ancient prophecies speak of signs upon earth and signs in the sky. There is a plan within a plan within a plan. There are friends in the sky and beyond, orchestrating layers of influence over and above what you can conceive of now. There are combinations of forces within the crop circles, and you will see them as light geometry dancing around in the air. The glyphs create shifts that will bring data to you. Then your challenge is to comprehend this new knowledge and to have your feet on the ground and your head at the top of the universe all at the same time. Can you hold that imagery? You are vast and you are capable of connecting with the deepest cosmos and grounding it into the earth. Geometry and mathematics, coupled with planetary and star knowledge, are the basis for the construction of dimensional doorways. Knossos on the island of Crete, Stonehenge, the Great Pyramid, the Acropolis, Delphi, Machu Picchu, Tiwanaku, and many others serve as doorways to other dimensions. These structures, built through the use of sacred geometry, totally confound present-day science. There is a mental distortion that prevents geometric structures from anchoring themselves more permanently on this plane of existence. Because your human capabilities are incomplete as linked through your DNA, you cannot mentally assist a structure in maintaining itself into being. All influences, both inner and outer, must be factored in. The elements of earth, air, fire, and water are as crucial to consider as the element of human thought. Geometry conveys its own teaching as it manifests into physical form. Shape and size radiate the essence of sacred geometry, creating knowledge transmitted from dimension to dimension. Perhaps you do not realize that you yourselves have different physical shapes. For example, dolphins are another version of humans. Dolphins exist not only in water, but on land and in the air. They exist in many dimensions at once. A joyous nature is one of their most outstanding characteristics. It arises from a very highly evolved consciousness that knows it is never destroyed. A consciousness that has a deep bonding with its human counterpart who has forgotten and believes that it is destroyed. Dolphins and whales are members of the family of light, and for eons they have carried frequencies from some of your ancient civilizations. The dolphins of your Atlantean culture were coded before the demise of that civilization and were given much information to retain and pass on genetically and telepathically. They are presently transmitting that information to the human species. Earth stores many remnants of civilizations, some of which spring from a point you would call the future. Your now can be seeded and influenced from many directions. Some of the so-called foundation stones of your current world beliefs are not remnants from the past. Distortions can be constructed in the future to plant in the now and appear as if they came from a point a long time ago. Planted artifacts can purposely divert you from understanding the identities of invisible rulers that you perhaps call gods. If you can reach the point of understanding that the material realm is a symbolic representation and not get lost in hoarding, then there are many magnificent artifacts that can reappear. Your planet has numerous changes to go through over the next 20 years, and these ancient artifacts, laden with coded knowledge, will begin to reemerge. At the end of these times, in December 2012, as decreed by the Mayan calendar, there will be an anchoring of many dimensions. This will reveal the mystery behind existence. It will be as if Earth suddenly blossoms overnight, even after some portions are seemingly destroyed. Tibetans understand many of Earth's cosmic keys. There is a portal in Tibet, a huge energetic opening. Portals are composed of quarters of time. The Tibetans, basically up until the 1950s, diligently maintained an energy doorway. Over hundreds of years, they have acted as guardians and emissaries for those who ventured through. The Tibetans have been working with extraterrestrials for eons. At one time, the region known as the Himalayas was at sea level. Under the mountains of Tibet, there are huge veins of gold and caves filled with crystals. There are artifacts stored there that indicate the ancientness of civilization. Included are many physical bodies that have been preserved. The Tibetans had a predilection for preservation just as the Egyptians did, only they had a different method involving gold. The Egyptians employed the mummification process, which involved memory from Atlantean times when people were rejuvenated and restored if their DNA was intact. Gold is part of what allows dimensional doorways to be opened. It anchors portals and brings about transmutation, and is reserved for more than costumes, crowns, masks, and jewelry. It holds the highest vibration and is a premier conductor of electrical current. When gold is stored or created in great abundance, light portals can be opened and access to other dimensions unfolds. Understanding the communication process, both inner and outer, is a key to a peaceful earth. The inner you communicates continuously with a you that can be called your higher self or your inner teacher. It is a version of you invisible to your current perceptions that nonetheless has a powerful influence. As your psychic awareness increases, it becomes easier to know what someone else is about because it is energized by their being. You are able to read energy as your communication skills expand to consider new ways in which to translate meaning. A form of communication that can free you from the traditional interpretations is toning, the process of allowing sound to move through you, playing you like an instrument. Toning is a key to releasing stored knowledge. It unlocks a doorway and allows information to flood into your body. In this age of information, you are steered away from the natural sources of gathering knowledge for yourself. You have been sold the idea that television is a great source of information. You damage your own consciousness and the potential that your consciousness has when you give over your time to television. You suppress your imagination and do not use one of the greatest gifts you possess. It will be understood centuries from now how in the later half of the 20th century, people were induced into dazed states and made to behave, to be asleep, and to be sick through television. Reconsider what you've learned about life and choose to listen to nature's broadcast, the voice of Earth, as she speaks. You are on assignment throughout all of your days. It is what you have agreed to do as part of your essence. When you are on the journey to know yourself, there are many paradigms from which you will break free. These paradigms are like boundaries and fences that you have not realized surrounded you. Ask for a grand enhancement of your identity and learn what it is to feel expanded, to experience yourself on many levels of perception. Most of all, learn what it is to trust the process. In your wildest dreaming, you cannot currently imagine where Earth is headed. The masses are entranced by a world of facts, encyclopedias, television, and newspapers, and the multidimensional anomalies have not yet penetrated your plane of existence too deeply. When they do, things beyond what you can conceive will begin to occur. As a journeying entity, you were called an impulse to explore Earth as a place within this solar system that serves to stage life and as a home for ancestral codes. Earth is a birth house where life is created and experienced. Recollect for a moment the idea that the Game Masters are parents of civilizations by means of conceptualization. They create and hold thought forms and then proceed to distribute untold plans to draw meaningful life into their creation. They experience the web of existence as a force and field of unlimited awareness that is intelligent and responding. Perhaps you are aware of those who watch over your home and experience it as a place to visit and play with reality. This is your recognition of yourself. You are becoming aware of yourself as a game master, experiencing Earth as a native within your own creation. Recollect the concept of the game masters creating civilizations, then becoming immersed within their own construct of reality, only to awaken to this knowledge. Earth, in terms of time, is quite ancient. and there are stories concerning her that have long been buried and hidden away. Sumerian records hold numerous keys for expanding an understanding of your ancestral lineage. The records maintain that for eons, a cast of celestial characters with multiple agendas graced the stage of Earth. These ancient records recall a time hundreds of thousands of years ago when two ruling brothers, Anki and Enlil, were in charge of the Project Earth. These visitors, called the Anunnaki, came to Earth from the heavens and played God. They created what they wanted on Earth based on their own intentions. Their purpose was to experiment with life and create humans to dwell on Earth. These gods are your ancient parents, having seeded a version of Earth's genetic line with their influence. Numerous anthropological discoveries offer clues to your past through old skeletal forms. The forms depict a human album of change throughout the last few million years. These archaeological discoveries portray what your scientists call stages of human development or evolution, assuming that human life was the same everywhere. In actuality, gods created various experiments employing the genetic material stored here in the library. A prime characteristic of this particular area of existence is the exploration of what is possible. Most crucial for you to consider is the concept of the gods as parents. Consider who they are as well as who you are in relationship to the stellar energies that are asking to be recognized.